Welcome back, friends. Welcome back to Solutions Watch. This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. And this week on the Deep Program, we're going to talk about a solution that is increasingly important in our digital world, namely the production of physical books and magazines and print material that has a chance of lasting through whatever digital draconian censorship regime may or may not be coming down the line. So in order to talk to us about that, I have a special guest lined up for you today. His name is Tom Oliver Reganauer. I hope you're familiar with him because he interviewed me not so long ago, and I hope you saw that post. It was a good interview. But as you may or may not know, he is not only a publisher in the German language, but also is going to be the publisher of the German translation of Reportage, which is now available for pre-order through Reganauer.press. So if you happen to be a German speaker or have a German speaker in your life who you think might benefit from Reportage, hey, this is your prime time to get the latest translation. So let's bring him on the Deep Program here. Tom Oliver Reganauer, thank you very much for joining us today.
Hey, James. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's talk about the subject of self-publishing. What is it that you know about self-publishing, and how do you know it?
Actually, I thought it's a good idea to talk about that topic because I was invited to speak at the People's Reset in Mexico, and after that got announced, somebody contacted me because he thought that I have a huge publishing house in Germany, and I might be able to publish his book that he has finished, but he doesn't have a publisher. So he was searching for somebody who's able to help him, you know, publish the book in a professional way. And then I walked him through what I'm actually doing and how I publish books. And I'm doing that since 5 years, and I'm doing it more successful than established publishing houses over here. And I'm selling way more books than established publishers. And he was kind of shocked to learn that he can do it all on his own. And he doesn't need to, you know, back at huge publishers and companies and maybe tweak the cover a little bit or soften the sentences in his language, but just go his own route and publish it and market it. And that's why I thought it's an important topic, because as you said, the digital space is, I'm not using the F word, but it's pretty horrible. And with the digital ID approaching in at least 17 countries who passed laws recently, the internet is gonna get worse. So I think it's very important for all of us to go back to analog media, be it, I think there's three domains actually. It's books, self-publishing of books that you might have written or that you might have translated. Then there is the second aspect is magazines. If you want to basically collect texts, essays from different authors, you know, and compile them and make it a magazine. And then there's a third space. I'm coming from the hip-hop music. There was graffiti, there's flyers, there's posters. Capturing the analog space in town is very important, because if people don't want to see or can't see what's happening in Gaza because they are in their filter bubbles, they might have to see it on the bus stop because they're financing it. So I think that's the three aspects I want to talk about.
Well, this is very exciting, but I'm immediately intrigued by the idea that you're already more successful than major established publishing houses in Germany. How can that be? What is it that you are doing that makes you so successful?
First of all, I mean, the book itself, I think, is straightforward. I'm not mincing words. I'm able to say what I want. I am able to write what I want. Not that I'm cursing also, but I can be pretty tough, and I can tell the honest truth about what I really think is happening. I don't have to censor myself and not write about the Rothschilds or not write about Podesta and pedophile networks or so. I can do whatever I want, and people appreciate that. And that's one thing. Then the second thing is I can decide on my very own what the artwork looks like. So what of cover or art I want to have on the front cover and the back cover. So I can really make it a product that is basically me. It's showing me, not the company that is advertising for it or a brand. I'm not financially dependent. And I'm advertising with that. I'm saying it on my website. I'm saying it when I'm doing lectures, when I'm on tour. People are listening to live lectures, and they appreciate that there is only a one-man show running the whole thing. There is no apparatus, there is no sponsorship, there's no dependencies, and people are really appreciating the fact that somebody is doing that. And with the success of selling books, that obviously sometimes depends on the title, that the best-selling book was called Truman Show, and obviously that's a catchy title because everybody knows that movie, and there's an analogy, or you can compare it to the actual world we live in. It's all kind of a Truman Show. So it helps to have a catchy title and obviously come up with some kind of good like story that you tell around the book to market it. Yeah, but it's you doing it. It's you selling it. It's basically your character, your personality, and what you do. And the other stuff that we do, or the other product we do, is that's the stack of magazines we released over the past years. Not sure if you can actually see that, but it's a quarterly journal, let's say. It does have an ISBN number. It's running as a book. And it managed, out of 5 issues, it managed to hit the Spiegel bestseller list, which is the big bestseller list over here, 3 times. So, because it's the same concept. It's different authors. We collect the essays. We compile it. We have an editorial. And we publish it. And there's no dependency, no ads, no financing from outside. Obviously, that doesn't allow you to make much money, and people have to kind of work for free to a huge extent. But we managed to get it on the bestseller list for 3 times, and that's very special. So I think people appreciate the authenticity of it, and that there is no dependency to any of the brands, publishers, and no financial, you know, interests involved in that sense.
Excellent. There's a lot of information there, but let's start getting down to brass tacks. So what specifically, what is the step-by-step process? How do people go about starting in on self-publishing?
So obviously I can't talk for Europe, but I did quickly check what is available in the US, for example. There are different brands and platforms that you can leverage, and the process is basically depends on what you are doing. If you're an author and you have a written book, like that person that contacted me from the People's Reset, he had a book ready for publishing. So he only needs to basically select a platform, a publisher, a publishing. It's more like a distributor where you upload the book and then basically decide on what format you want to have, how thick it is, if it has have graphics, if you want to have it colored and so on. Then you basically define how thick it is, how many pages it has, and that drives the price. And then you decide what the margin is. Obviously, it should be a reasonable margin, so that there is something for you out of every book that you sell, but also an attractive price for the people buying it. And afterwards, it's basically uploading the book and making sure that you basically have some lead time before it's getting released. Like, let's say, give it 2 or 3 months before the actual publishing date, and try to get on podcasts, try to build a website, try to market it, and maybe, if possible, take parts of the text and send it to magazines so they can post an extract or so. You can develop your own marketing campaign. So for a book, it's pretty easy if you have written it your own. Obviously, if you feel like it's print ready and you are the writer that makes the text or that it finalizes the text in a way that's readable, go and publish it. If you need somebody to read over it and do corrections for syntax or whatever, orthography, you don't want to have errors, then you need maybe somebody that supports you there. But those portals, they also offer services that you can pay for or that you can buy for a rather low fee that help you with the finalization of the product itself before you upload it. And then it's a print on demand in the end. It's even a sustainable process because it's print on demand. You don't have to like pay and buy 1,000 or 5,000 books in advance or print them and then throw away 4,000 if it's not selling. They're only printed on demand once somebody orders it. And maybe they do a small amount on stock and then ship it. But it's a very simple process. If you are not an author, and I do encourage people to do that over here, if you're not writing books yourself, there is a huge amount of great books that we don't have available in German language. Derek Brose has written a number of books. Ian Davis has written a number of books that I think are worth reading over here. And somebody just needs to go ahead and translate it and then follow that same step process and have the book ready like we did with yours. Took like, whatever, 4 months or so since we first spoke roundabout. And now it's available and it's fantastic. It's a well written, well translated, great looking, fantastic book that people can get in every bookstore, in every library, wherever they want to order it online. It's the same as if I was at one of the big publishing houses. So that's rather simple as far as a book is concerned, because these platforms help you develop the product, they help you through the steps because you might not know what the format actually is and how the margins are. So the paper needs to be cut and so on. But there's a lot of help on these portals. And if somebody wants to look at one example that I think worked very well, that's David Rogers' web, The Great Taking. He published that through Lulu. Sounds a bit like a porn movie. not like a publishing company, but it works well. It's a good platform. I ordered it at some point, and I wasn't aware of that company, but I ordered the physical book, and I got it delivered in, I think, 4 or so weeks, and it was shipped from the US even to Switzerland, where I live. So, and it's a great product. It's a normal book. There's nothing that differentiates that from a book from a big publishing house. So I would say books are rather easy. Yeah.
You know, it only occurs to me as we are speaking that people are probably interpreting this in the context of Amazon, because of course the easiest way to self-publish is KDP or whatever people are using these days, which allows you to just upload your file and hey, you can print a book and it'll be available on Amazon. So wonderful. But to be clear, that's not what we're talking about here, right?
Obviously the Amazon is an option, but that's definitely not the one that I'm advertising for, because that's the obviously fast and easy way to go. But the less you have to do with Amazon, the better it is. So there are different smaller publishing companies, and that's why I mentioned David Rogers' web. I think he might have done some due diligence around where he publishes that book. It's a very critical book and controversial in a sense. And I think that the platform that he used might be a better option than Amazon. I can't speak to that because you have to verify on your own and find that out. I did have the same process over here because I was using one publisher in the very beginning. They didn't have a problem with book number 1 and 2. But when I published number 4, they didn't give me the approval or the green light for the printing process. That's basically done in 48 or so hours latest. And after waiting a few days and calling them a few times, I realized that they might have a problem with my essay around pedophile networks and Epstein, Podesta, Madeleine McCann, Casa Pia in Portugal and whatnot. So a huge essay about that whole pedophilia complex. And then I needed to basically find an alternative. And then I found the publishing company that I'm using now, which on their website, they advertise for the freedom of speech, for the freedom of publication for each and every area. And as long as it's not something that is against the law and causes like legal problems, you can print whatever you want. And then I found out that this is the actual company that the guy who's doing our layout and the visuals and the graphics for the magazine helped develop a few years ago. So that's a funny coincidence, and now I'm working with them. So you have to do your due diligence about that platform and the publisher that you are working with. But in the end, it's really test, because usually you have a contract that lasts a year, mostly, yeah, for most of these platforms. But I would just upload the book, and then before the contract actually is valid, you can usually order a test copy for yourself. And if the approval process is, or if the publishing process is seamless, and if the copy that you receive looks good, then you might give it a try. And if it doesn't work out for the first book or for the first project, you change it for the second one. So it's try and error, especially, I guess, in the US, because I can't speak to these platforms or the companies that offer the services.
So I understand that you have recently published an article about this in your magazine. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, the article in the magazine that I showed before, the fifth issue, is solely oriented towards solutions, be it in the financial space or whatever, a set of solutions. And one of them, and my editorial, talks about reconquering or so the analog space, because the internet these days is getting more like a prison. The more EID we have and the more restrictions we have. And since people are not using Nostr and these things to a large extent, I think it's more important than ever that we kind of recapture the analog space. And that's not just print in forms or form of books or magazines. It's also posters, flyers, and not that I'm suggesting that, but graffiti is a great thing. If it did something, it would would be forbidden, as we could see with that Banksy mural that appeared a few, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago in London, and then they removed it quickly, which was even more of a sign what's going on with those officers standing in front of it. Yes, I'm advertising for posters and stickers and flyers, because even when I'm on tour, a lot of these event organizers tell me that if they do ads on, or if they try to sell tickets online via social media or websites, it's less successful than if they just hand out flyers at different venues, or if they have posters in cafes and bars and restaurants all over town, or have people actually, you know, distributing flyer in the city. So I think it's a very powerful tool, and we are both not teens anymore. When we were young, we also heard about concerts and bands being in town, or flea markets, or the new record that comes out, and whatever. So it's a powerful thing, and I think that people kind of forgot that it exists, because they're all used to being online and advertising online and digitally. But it's actually really powerful, especially if you want to influence the people around you in your local community and the area you live in. That's where you can actually affect people by doing your old small newspaper, whatever, stickers, posters, and the likes.
Excellent. Well, all right. So tell us about, obviously, people can go to reaganhour.press to see your publications and purchase them, but tell us about Reportage.
Yes, Reportage is obviously a very good book because it's containing essays on a various number of interesting topics, and I think it's less in your face than my books, because even though you have a number of very deep essays and research articles, there's also a number of texts and essays that people that are not yet so into these areas might be willing to read if they new to the space. Yeah? Like the one on spontaneous order, for example, I think is a very good good one, and the up-down politics one, because it leads people towards a certain way of recognizing patterns and schemes, and it's doing it in a more polite way than my books, which are more in your face. So, and it's great. It's 364 pages in German, and it is done with a lot of love, because there is translations and there's other translations, because usually a translation doesn't read very well. I know a number of translations that read pretty awfully. That one was translated once, and then I spent basically the entire month of August going through it as if it was my book, making sure that the syntax and the wording, the language, not only reads well, but also captures your style of writing, your humor, and doesn't change the style that you are using for articulating what you want to say, which is very different from, or at least a bit different than how I am used to write. So I can only recommend it. It's a nice read. It's very insightful in terms of research, and it complements a lot of the stuff which I found funny. If I have a text on eugenics in my Truman Show book and you basically put your text next to it, it's not the same details. You speak more about the Galtons than I do. So it kind of gives a bigger picture. It completes the picture. It complements the work that I did perfectly. And obviously, I think it's worth people over here get to know your work more, especially because technology can also help us. It's pretty easy nowadays to watch and read English videos and or read English texts if you're not an English speaker, because there's tools. So I hope I can direct more people to your documentaries and to your website and help them discover a bit more on background information.
Absolutely. I very much appreciate that. And I can appreciate how difficult it is to translate things faithfully. So I appreciate all of the work that went into this translation. So I hope people will check it out. Once again, let's go and direct people to reganauer.press. What can people find there?
Besides my books, obviously, there's the pre-order for Reportage, which they can already submit now to basically secure their copy. They will be shipped once the book is released, so usually within 1 or 2 days in the German-speaking area, means Germany, Austria, Switzerland, they would have it at home. Besides that, you can obviously have my books and buy them in physical form, which I do because it's censorship resistant, but you can also go to the Internet Archive and download all my books as a PDF, even in English. Truman Show and Homo Demens, the previous one, I had them translated last year, and they are also available for free on the Internet Archive. There is all the links on the landing page of my homepage. And then obviously there's a number of videos, interviews, tours, and even English-speaking ones, the one I did with Ian Davis or Hakim from Take Back Our Tech and Above Phone, who was a guest in your show as well, and will be in Mexico. So there's a number of media formats, books, and as on your page, everything is for free. And people can access it whenever they want, share it how they want, make something out of that information.
Excellent. Tom Oliver Reganauer, any final words of encouragement for anyone who is on the fence, who's been thinking about self-publishing but hasn't actually bitten the bullet, hasn't gone and taken that step? What words of encouragement would you give for such a person?
I mean, it's simple, just do it. It's really, when I did my first book, I thought about the process that I went through when I started publishing music when I was 18 and founded a record label, because at that time I still had the vision that we have a great demo tape, so we're going to find a label that's paying us in advance, and then we're going on tour and have that big record and stuff, until you find out how the industry actually works and that it's not going to be your music and so on. And then I decided to found my own record label and press my own vinyls and do everything on my own. Hip-hop was luckily a very do-it-yourself oriented culture where you basically could be your own producer, your own record label, and if there was no concert or event around, you just organized one. You got it going and you made it happen. And that's exactly the same methodology that I applied for publishing. When COVID started in 2020, I did re-release some of my older songs. One is called World War 3.0 and the other one, The Virus. But that doesn't reach many people. So it's music for a niche of people. And then I started writing the first book and thought about the same. And then I remembered what I did when I founded my record label, and then I try to find a platform that helps me publishing, but not in a way that I have to sign a contract and give them the rights to my book or change the wording or the language or anything. I wanted to really own it myself, define the price, define what is being done and how I can distribute it. And then I basically started it. And the only thing that I think people need to consider is timelines. If you have to, or if you want to have it released at a certain point in time, don't do, don't decide what the date is that you want to have it in stores. Make a forward calculation. Let's say it takes me a month to write it or translate it. It will take me another month for getting the artwork together. I need to build the website. So do a forward calculation and say, okay, from today on, in 4 months, I can have it ready on the market or so, so that you're not getting into time stress. And other than that, try and error. Print out and don't use font size 25 because it's going to be 500 pages. So maybe print something out, compare it to a book that you have at home, measure how large the pages are, and try and error. And don't be afraid. There is nothing you can do wrong. And after the first project, the second will be much better, and the third even more so. So that's the same way I went. And again, those 5 years of publishing are way more successful than big publishing houses who do that for decades.
Excellent. Well, excellent advice, and DIY and trial and error and just keep doing it until you get it right is pretty much the entire ethos of Solutions Watch. So I think it will resonate with the audience. So once again, Tom Oliver Regenauer, regenauer.press. The link, of course, will be in the show notes if you happen to want to go there to check out his books generally or the German version of Reportage, now available for pre-order. Tom Oliver Regenauer, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you, likewise, and also thanks for trusting me with the translation. It was a great honor to do that, and it's a well-written book, and happy for people to get that in German language. Thanks, James.
Thank you.
The deep state. False flags. 9/11 truth. The Federal Reserve. Secret wars and hidden histories. Fake news. Medical martial law. Ceaseless propaganda. James Corbett. Reportage. Essays on the New World Order. Available where books are sold. Until they're not.
ReportageBook.com.